Welcome, welcome, welcome to the introductory episode of Tell Your Truth podcast. For all of my friends and family that have followed my Tell the Truth Thursday journey, you know that this has been a long time coming, and I am so excited to finally be here and even more excited to have you here with me. What took me so long, you ask? Well, in a nutshell, it was lack of clarity. Tell the Truth started out as me sharing some of my personal trials and the questions I was posing to myself to process my own experiences as I challenged my beliefs, my fears, and got real about the patterns shaping my everyday life, all while juggling family and navigating a new life outside of corporate America as a full-time entrepreneur, but turning that into something more structured and more of a commitment like a podcast. In my opinion, I had to get clear on my message and what I truly wanted to share with people on a larger scale. As I continued to share and receive feedback, I realized how many others were navigating similar struggles, questioning whether their thoughts were truly serving them, recognizing their own limiting patterns like fear, overthinking, procrastination, and coming face to face with the impact of their choices on their reality. And let's be clear, as I got deeper into my own journey, one thing became very clear. Awakening to your truth is where real change begins. From there, everything shifts when you take responsibility for your growth, embrace self-love as a foundation that reshapes how you see yourself, how you navigate challenges, and how you take action, and more importantly, align with the purpose that's already within you. And with that being said, again, I welcome you to Tell Your Truth, the podcast that's going to shift how you see yourself, your choices, and your power to create the life you actually want to live. I am your host, Shamika Brown Upshaw, Emmy Award-winning Business Operations and Program Management Director, turned Spiritual Mindset and Business Coach, and founder of Spark Life Coaching and Business Planning. And let me just say this up front. If your life isn't reflecting what you say you want, if you keep feeling stuck in the same patterns, waiting for clarity, waiting for confidence, waiting for the right time, then it's time to be honest. Because the truth is already showing up in your results. And if you don't like what you see, then it's time to do something about it. Why tell your truth? Let's get straight to it. Why does this podcast really exist? It's because we live in a world that will have you lying to yourself just to fit in. A world that will tell you, follow the right path, go to school, get the degrees, land a good job, build the business, do everything quote unquote correctly, and you'll be happy. But what happens when you do all of that and still feel empty, still feel lost, still feel like you're meant for more, but can't seem to reach it? Well, that was me. I did all the things. I checked every box, built the career, launched the businesses, started the family, held it all together. And yet, I still felt like something was missing, like I was meant for more, but I couldn't seem to break through. I should have been grateful, right? And believe me, I was. I should have just suppressed the feelings calling me to more, right? But I couldn't. And deep down, I felt trapped. Stuck in the space where I was extremely good at my job, but felt like my talent was no longer celebrated, where I had to work twice as hard for my seat at the table. I'm sure some of you know what I'm talking about. Bound by golden handcuffs that looked like security, but felt like a cage. I kept telling myself, just a little longer, just a little more money, just until I feel, you know, ready. But that moment never came. And then I had to face the real hard truth. I wasn't stuck. I was scared. scared to walk away from the success I had worked so hard for, scared of what would happen, scared of whether I could really do it on my own. Could I build something outside of corporate America? Could I make the same multiple six figures without the safety net? Could I trust myself to create the life I really wanted on my terms? And that's when it hit me. No one was going to just give me the freedom I craved. I had to be bold enough to seize it. If I kept waiting for permission to live fully, I'd be waiting forever. Now, I know I can't be the only one who has felt this way. So let me ask you, what are you still waiting for? Are you waiting for the right time, the perfect plan, the sign from God, the universe that says go for it? Because if you're waiting for clarity before you move, you'll be waiting a long darn time. This podcast, it's about breaking free. Free from fear, from doubt, from the people and cycles keeping you small. This is where we stop waiting, stop hiding, stop sugarcoating, and get real about what it actually takes to create the life you say you want. So I'll ask you again, are you ready to tell your truth? What can you expect? Let me be real. This is not a podcast for people who want to stay comfortable. If you want to remain in your comfort zone, then this is not for you. And that is completely okay too. This is where we challenge the things you've been telling yourself, expose the patterns keeping you stuck, and break through the mindset traps that have been running the show for far too long. Here's what you'll get each week on Tell Your Truth. Unfiltered, no BS conversations, because we don't do fake around here. The truth about why you're stuck and what to do about it. How to stop self-sabotaging and start making moves. Real coaching, real strategy, real transformation. The truth about manifestation, alignment, and creating a life that actually works for you. And we talk about God. Telling your truth is just the beginning. The real question is, what are you willing to do with it? Who is this for? This is for the woman who is tired of her own excuses. The woman who knows she's built for something bigger, but keeps getting in her own way. This podcast is for the woman who keeps saying she wants more, but never makes a move. Has the vision, but struggles to stay consistent. Feels the call to elevate, but is scared to bet on herself. And who is done playing small and ready to start showing up differently. If that's you, then welcome home. Now let's talk about the big picture, because this isn't just about setting goals and making vision boards. This is about shifting how you show up in every area of your life. I believe in a world where women, especially high-achieving, purpose-seeking women, stop waiting for permission to be who they're meant to be, where we stop shrinking to fit spaces we've outgrown, stop playing small to make others comfortable, and stop letting fear dictate our choices. You see, I believe in a world where everyone is aware of their strengths, gifts, dreams, and how to manifest their heart's desires. There is no concern or jealousy for what the next person has or is doing. Everyone understands for the creator in us all, abundance is abound and competition does not exist. We live each day with passion, gratitude, love, and joy because we know that it's the foundation of the world, who we were created to be, and therefore the basis of all positive creation. Each day, we spark new and exciting adventures that push us higher and higher in our purpose. Our souls are on fire. We are happy and healthy. We are blessed. So overall, this is about breaking cycles of self-doubt, fear, and procrastination, owning our truth, our power, and our decisions unapologetically, and building lives, businesses, and legacies on our own terms. So if you're ready to start moving, to start shifting, to start aligning with the version of you that already exists but has been buried under fear, doubt, and hesitation, then again, you're in the right place. What's coming this season? All right, let's talk about it. Because this first season, we're laying the foundation for everything that's about to shift in your life. We're starting with what is the MFing truth versus your truth. Because if you don't know the difference between absolute truth and the stories you've been telling yourself, then you will keep running in circles. Then we're diving into topics like how your past programming is shaping your current reality, why you're stuck in the same cycles and how to finally break them, how to stop negotiating with your potential, how to move like the woman you say you want to be, the biggest lies keeping you from success and how to unlearn them, and so much more. Every episode is going to challenge you, stretch you, and most importantly, move you forward. So here's what I want you to do. Because this isn't just a podcast, this is a movement. And you are a part of it. So subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Leave a review. Let me know what hit home for you. Share this with someone else who needs to hear it. And follow me on Instagram at yourgoaldigger. That's your_goal, GOAL_digger. And let's keep this conversation going. And if you're ready to stop talking about change and actually start making it happen, if you're ready to start moving differently and breaking the cycles that have been keeping you small, then let's go deeper. Book a complimentary Soul Goals Clarity call with me and let's map out exactly what needs to shift for you to start showing up differently in your life and in your business. What's a soul goal, you ask? It's the why behind the life you say you want. It's the deep, unshakable vision rooted in who you are at your core. The version of you that's not filtered by fear, doubt, or the expectation of others. For some of you, it's a vision you've held on to for years but haven't yet claimed. For others, it's a desire so deeply buried under responsibilities, fear, or disappointment that you've almost forgotten it even exists. Your soul goal is where your purpose, your faith, and freedom align. It's not just about what you want to do. It's about who you're meant to be. And when you get clear on your soul goal, everything shifts. Your decisions get sharper. Your confidence grows. The way you show up for yourself changes, and your life, it starts reflecting the possibilities you once believed were out of reach or the ones you forgot you even dreamed of. So let's get you clear. Book your Soul Goals Clarity call today and let's uncover what's been holding you back and map out your next bold move. This isn't just a conversation. It's the step that changes everything. This is your time and this is your moment to own your truth, claim your power, and live your freedom. Now, before we go, I always want to leave you with something that can shift you immediately. Today, it's an affirmation because the words you speak have a direct impact on the life you live. So speak life over yourself every single day. Speak with intention and watch what happens. Your affirmation for the week: I release the lies I believed about myself. I step into truth, into power, into alignment. My next level is waiting, and I am ready for it now. Write it down, say it out loud, and most importantly, live like it's already true. This is Tell Your Truth, y'all, and this season, everything changes. See you in the next episode. Ooh.